This podcast is sponsored by Semi. The Semi Market Intelligence team helps customers make informed business decisions by providing market data and research reports on semiconductor manufacturing equipment, wafer fab and packaging materials, fab capacity, electronic design, and more. For questions about Semi Market Data Research, related products, and Semi's data collection program, contact the Market Intelligence team at mktstats@semi.org. That's mktstats@semi.org. Hi there. I'm Françoise Von Trapp, and this is the 3D Insights Podcast. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Semi Market Intelligence Team podcast series on the 3D Insights Podcast. In the first three episodes with the team, you heard an overview of the market data portfolio, and speakers focused on reports for the semi-manufacturing equipment market, the World Fab Forecast, and the Semiconductor Manufacturing Monitor. If you missed those episodes, I encourage you to go back and check them out. For this episode, we're going to be talking about the design market and the latest semi-electronic design market data report, or EDMD, and contributions come from members of the Electronic System Design Alliance, the ESDA. I'd like to welcome today's speakers, Bob Smith and Paul Cohen of the ESDA, and David Gotzizada, who is the Director of Product Marketing for the Semi-MIT team. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Before we get started into the real meat of the conversation, can you each tell me a little bit about what you do for the ESDA and the EDMD report?
Hi, this is Bob Smith. My main role is I'm the Executive Director of the Electronic System Design Alliance. We're a semi-technology community, and we basically represent companies that are in the what we call the design ecosystem. So these are the folks providing software, tools, et cetera, that are used to design chips and electronic systems.
Okay, and how about you, Paul?
Hi, I'm Paul Cohen, and I'm a senior manager of ESDA, and I'm the one who actually produces the report each quarter. I've been doing it for quite a number of years now.
And David, what about you?
Hello, my name is David Gotzizada. I'm the Senior Director and Head of Corporate Product Marketing and Branding at Semi. And we support a lot of the great initiatives and services that Semi provides, and here to talk to you about our efforts to promote and spread awareness for the growing portfolio with our market intelligence reports.
Let's talk about the EDMD report that just was released, correct?
Correct, just yesterday. Q4 2022.
So it was just released yesterday. What kind of information do you cover in this report?
So the EDMD report includes data as reported by participating companies in the electronic design software and semiconductor IP and design services sectors. And by the way, that includes both ESD Alliance members and actually some non-members that or former members that continue to participate.
How do you gather the data from the members?
So each quarter, an independent accountant sends an input spreadsheet to the participating companies, which has all the various categories in great detail. And then they fill that out and send it back to the accountant with their categories filled in. Of course, you know, a lot of them are blank because they don't have product all over the place. She aggregates the data into some spreadsheets that become the report.
So does this involve any forecasting at all, or is it just historical data?
No, this is historical data up to the end of the previous quarter. So each report includes the year-to-date plus the three previous years by quarter. And the idea is that allows companies to figure out trends in their particular piece of the business that are important to them as opposed to overall.
Are companies ever concerned about revealing this information to you?
No, they're not, actually. One of the very significant steps we take is to make sure that the individual company data cannot be derived from the report. And in fact, the only person who sees the individual data is the independent accountant. Even I don't see that data. The data that I see is effectively the same as what's in the report, which is just aggregated data. If only a few companies report in each category, then that category is rolled up with similar categories so that the number of companies that are included in any given number is large enough that you can't figure it out. Now, I should point out that does mean that each company knows what they reported. They can figure out their market share. They can't figure out anybody else's.
And Bob, David, how are you involved in all this?
This is Bob. My involvement is working with Paul when needed, for example, to review a press release or to look at something that's going out. And certainly, if I need to, encouraging our member companies to contribute to the report. The report is really Paul's baby. He does all the work, all the coordination on it. And my role is more helping look over the final results and just pass judgment.
Yeah, if I can just add a quick word too, from the marketing perspective, this is sort of one of the great value in addition that we provide through these data collection programs. So in the previous podcast, we mentioned about the equipment data collection program and how that's a great value add for our members and subscribers. The same can be said for the EDMD report, because it is real verified data directly from the suppliers of those tools or equipment or whatever the case may be. The quality of the data, the value of the data cannot be matched through any other sources because of this unique program that we have. And its value is only going to be growing, especially given the interest in semiconductors and all aspects of the supply chain. So that's really one of the differentiating factors for the EDMD report when you look at wanting to understand the landscape of electronic design and these trends, because no other source has that information the way that SEMI provides.
But you also said some non-members participate. How does that work?
No, there's a lot of other companies in the industry who find value in the report. And so as such, they have agreed to contribute to it, even though they're not members. And they get the same input sheet and they fill it out and they return it. Admittedly, on the purchase, they do get a discount as being a contributor to it. It helps the completeness and the accuracy of the report.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that adds to the benefits of participating in the report? Yes.
The more complete it is, the more useful it is.
Do all the member companies who participate also get a discount?
Member companies get a discount and contributors get an additional discount on top of that, whether they're members or not.
Okay, great. Can you tell me what sorts of information you're gathering, like which areas of design industry?
Broadly, it's broken out in five major categories. We call CAE, which is typically design software. It's an old name, but it's stuck. Printed circuit board software, IC physical design and verification software, semiconductor intellectual property, and then design services. And within each of those, there's a lot of more detailed categories. And again, so companies can figure out what's important to them, to their specific product line.
Is it specific to certain areas of the world?
No, it's based on where the purchases are coming from, and it covers four major regions. That's the Americas, Europe, Middle East, and Africa, otherwise known as EMEA, Japan, and Asia Pacific, or APAC. And actually, Asia Pacific is in further broken down into various countries, so you can understand the regional trend.
Who are some of the primary customers that you have for the report, and how do they use it?
There's two major categories of customers. A lot of the contributors actually are also customers of it, because they want to understand how their products are doing and how the market is doing and what areas are growing, what areas are shrinking. But also analysts and investors get the report for the same thing. If you're an investor, for example, and somebody's coming to you for venture capital, for example, you want to make sure that their engineering efforts are going into a growing area. Likewise, analysts, they want accurate data to base their analysis on.
As it's aggregated, does that give them what they're looking for?
Yeah, it does, because it gives them trends for the industry, not per company, but per product.
Okay, so it's categorized by like product area versus different companies' ranking
right.
In the industry.
Yeah. Within each category, all the reporting companies are treated equally. So it's just strictly the product category. And again, if you're looking at new products, that's what you care about.
Okay.
Another segment that is growing and showing an interest for this report, as Paul has also noted, is a lot of the governments too. They're becoming more interested in what's going on. What are the trends? You know, who's procuring, let's say, the EDA tools, for example? They want to understand those trends, right? Just like they want to understand the fab capacity, the manufacturing equipment and materials, because of all of the geopolitical uncertainties and other trends like the CHIPS Act and so on. There's just a lot of interest in understanding, if you look at region by region or segment by segment, what is happening around the world to be able to understand the bigger picture and use that for planning and other strategic purposes. So it can't be understated how valuable this information is to not just the semiconductor ecosystem, but also to, as Paul mentioned, the financial community and now the governments, because of the changing landscape.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. That's what the report does include. A breakdown by region, so you can see major regional trends.
Well, let's talk some numbers. In semi-MIT reports that cover manufacturing equipment and fab expansions, we've seen that 2022 is actually a record year. What does this latest EDMD report show about the state of the design market?
At the end of each year, we also produce an annual report. And what's showing for the design market overall is for 2022, it was just shy of $15 billion, which is an increase of 12.6% over last year. That's a pretty good trend. If we look at the fourth quarter alone, it was about $3.9 billion, which is also up about 11.3% from last year. So the industry is growing. It has been growing.
So can we break that down a little bit to the different product and application categories? How does it play out?
We can do that. I mean, for example, what we call CAE was about $1.2 billion, a little over, which was an increase of a little over 16%. IC physical design, for example, was a little under $700 million, which is about an 11.8% increase. PCBs went up a little bit, not 1.7%, to about $339 million. And semiconductor IP, which has been generally growing pretty fast, was up 9.3%, about $1.4 billion. And services were up to about $140.5 million. But everything's been increasing for this quarter.
Yeah, so that's pretty much growth across the board.
Yes.
Do any different regions stand out?
Americas has historically been the largest region, and it continues to be. The next largest is Asia Pacific, it turns out, which is now at about $1.4 billion, which is almost an 18% increase over last year. Europe, Middle East, and Africa is about half a billion, and Japan is just under a quarter of a billion. And those are all Q4 numbers.
Okay. So where can people go to learn more about the report and purchase it?
So if you go to the SEMI website, you can look at the technology communities and go to the Electronic System Design Alliance.
We have a great landing page set around the EDMD report where interested parties can learn about the report, the features and benefits of using it in their activities and use cases. So we have a brochure available for download, as well as a sample report, which will give you a great idea of what's contained in the report if you're interested to purchase. And of course, links to purchase if you want to go that route or talk to sales even to follow up on what your specific needs are.
Okay. Bob, you're overseeing the ESDA community itself. Beyond this report, what are some other ways members can engage?
That's a good question. I think there's a number. I'm going to mention one first that's been very popular, not only with our larger members, but in particular for our either startup or emerging companies. And that is a program we have to basically put together a blog. It's usually not always, sometimes it's a blog article, but a lot of times it's a Q&A that we initiate with the company that ultimately gets posted on the SEMI blog site and almost always appears in the SEMI global update that goes to about 25,000 readers worldwide. By the way, this is a member benefit. In fact, I just talked to one of our smaller members today about this, and they're very excited about doing this because it's hard for them. You know, it's hard to get seen when you're really, to be seen, I guess, when you're really small. We also do a number of events. We have a big one coming up in later this month called the CEO Outlook. And that's where we'll have a moderated panel discussion. Our moderator is Ed Sperling. And we have actually 7 participants on the panel this year. So these are executives from various companies that are in our membership. It's an open forum discussion about challenges, opportunities in industry, and so forth. I think signups for it are going quite well. It's actually being hosted by Keysight in Santa Clara. Then we'll have, before the discussion, we'll have networking and basically drinks and food and all that. We do other events. We just recently held an export seminar that was graciously put on by Cadence, their legal team, trying to help our members understand how do you navigate this minefield of export rules and regulations, which, frankly, to me, are almost more baffling than doing chip design.
All that, yeah. As far as the CEO Outlook event, is there a specific topic for this event this year?
No, there's generally not. Some years, Ed and I will kind of put our heads together and come up with a list of seed questions. But what we find is usually once you get into the fourth one on the list, the participants are coming either out with their own comments or they vector it off somewhere. This year, we have asked all the participants to submit a very short statement about what they think of the industry. It could be their own opinion, whatever they want to say. We've suggested you might want to think about, well, what are the biggest challenges? Where are the best opportunities? What do we need to fix? And then from that, Ed will kind of kick off the discussion. So it's kind of fun because it can be a little bit free ranging.
So is this specifically for the design community?
It's for really anybody that wants to attend. Certainly the players are mostly from the design community. There's a lot of synergy happening, I think, between the manufacturing, packaging in particular, and design. It's all kind of coming together like a fusion reaction.
There's so much conversation about collaboration, especially with chiplet technologies, really needing co-design between the package and the silicon.
Yeah, most definitely. A huge, huge driver for growth and lots of opportunity in the industry.
I'd like to add that at the moment, we have a fair number of analysts actually registered for it.
Oh, good. Good to hear.
Can I add one other comment, Bob? You actually made a good point about some of the smaller companies and their visibility. And that is that the EDMD report does actually include a list of which companies reported in each category. It doesn't have their revenue. Yes, no. And so if you're a customer and you're a design house and you're looking for who else has product in what I need, you can look at the report and say, okay, hey, this is a little company, a little startup that has product in an area that I'm looking for.
Yeah, that is a really good point. David, where will SemiMIT be presenting next?
Yeah, great question. So our sites are set on SemiCon West in July. Christian Dieseldorf, who spoke on the first podcast in this series, is going to be one of the speakers at the Market Symposium on July 10th. So we very much encourage listeners who want to register and attend SemiCon West to come to the Market Symposium and hear from our great lineup. We've got not only Semi speaking, but also a lot of our member companies and analysts like Jabil and Goldman Sachs, Gartner. So there's a lot of really great companies out there who want to talk about the market trends and insights.
That sounds really good. And I'm looking forward to it. SemiCon West is right around the corner. So don't delay in registering for the event, booking your hotels and your flights. Because really, it's only 2 months away. And can you tell us again, Bob, what's the date of that CEO Outlook event?
May 18th. And it's an evening event that starts at 5:30 and hosted at Keysight in Santa Clara. They do a great job. Registration is still open. It's free for anybody that's a Semi member. And Paul will correct me. I believe it's $50 for non-members.
The EDMD report for the fourth quarter came out yesterday. So be sure to check that out. I'd like to thank all of you for joining me on the podcast today. And we look forward to SemiCon West, where we're going to be recording podcasts from the show floor as the official podcast of SemiCon West. Thanks, everybody.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
See you at SemiCon West.
There's lots more to come, so tune in next time to the 3D Insights Podcast. The 3D Insights Podcast is a production of 3D Insights, LLC.